Hi, I'm Arye.
I love your question, Kozo, about 360-degree compassion. What came to my mind is when my little brother was dying of lung cancer. I have one brother, Paul, who's 2 years younger than me, and one brother, Ron, who's 7 years younger. And a few years ago, Ron was dying of lung cancer. He was in Florida, and my brother Paul and I flew out from California, and they had been keeping him alive on a breathing machine, and he didn't want to be kept artificially alive. So my brother Paul and I arrived. We were there in the hospital room. Ron was unconscious, and we signed the papers for them to discontinue resuscitation, and it was just going to be a matter of time. And we were standing there in this room with all sorts of equipment hooked up to Ron, and there were monitors that were showing his breathing, his oxygen, his heartbeat. And at a certain point, those graphs and those numbers started going down. And we were just standing there watching it. And then all of a sudden, my brother Paul said to me, "Hey, when Ron used to call you, what did he say?" And I said, "Every time it was time for the phone call to end, he would say, 'You know I love you.'" And I said to Paul, "What did he say to you?" And Paul said the same thing. He would say, "You know I love you." That was the compassion he was giving us. And we're standing there watching the monitors go down to zero, having this conversation. And then all of a sudden it occurred to us, the words to Stevie Wonder's song, "I just called to say I love you." And we started singing, "I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart." And we just sang over and over and over again, and we sang him out. That was 360-degree compassion.